Krishna, before you are fall asleep.
Krishna book reading in Srila Prabhupada House, ISKCON Vrindavan, on 6th November 2010.
Everything in the Vedic cult literature will be revealed. Because these are full of meaning and very confidential bhakti. People are simply seeing something outside and thinking I'm doing bhakti. Actually he is doing something ritual, that's all. But he's doing it love and devotion, then he can to some extent enter into the mystery. Because Krishna reciprocates. Krishna is adhokshaja. One who is identifying himself with his body and because Krishna being adhokshaja beyond our perception of our materialist senses, sense which are trying to enjoy, exploit the material nature, a lot of one. To him, he will always remain in his. But one who is sevan unmuk, not bhogan unmuk, but sevan unmuk. Seva means seva Bhagavan. You want to, whatever you are doing, for his pleasure. You are surrendered. Then according to our surrender, according to our service attitude, Krishna being pleased, he may receive. But with our own endeavor, capacity, scholarship, we cannot remain always mystery. It is the king of knowledge. And when you can enter into the mystery, you can become joyful. From this we can understand who is becoming Krishna conscious, who is not. If somebody is joyful, yes, he is becoming Krishna conscious. So Tony, how do you feel? Do you feel joyful? Yes. This way you can know. Krishna is full of joy. He is not material. What is material happiness and spiritual happiness? Material happiness is followed by this way. Spiritual happiness, God is busy. Brahma Bhuta Prasannata. No Sotati, he has not laments, but he loses temporary thing near the other, and neither he hankers after more and more material pleasure. Does it make sense? Anybody, any question? Answer. Kono prashno ache? Anybody has one question on this? Of course, relevant to this, you ask question. Otherwise, I won't answer now.
From Krishna we see and we learn that gopis are very simple.
Gopis are very simple, yes.
Very simple, so they got Krishna and they are serving Krishna and they are remembering Krishna.
Yeah.
In Vaishnava means we have to become simple.
Huh?
If you want to become Vaishnava, then we have to become simple.
That is what Prabhupada, that is what Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says. One who is simple, for him Krishna consciousness is simple. But one who is not simple, for him.
But my question is that, looks like, if you want to do service, if you are simple, then it's becoming very difficult to render service in our movement. If you are, how much simple you are, that much trouble you have to take. It's looking like that apparently.
I will say, if we are sincere, Krishna will give, wherever there is will, there is way. God helps those who help themselves. Now, definitely it is run by an administrative body, so sometime it may be, yes. But if I am sincere, Krishna has got other fields and some services there, which you can serve. It is not that. Since, as you say, if I become simple, I find it more difficult. Krishna may be testing your determination and sincerity. It is not that if you are simple, what you said is true, at the same time it's not only that you simple, you cannot do something. No, I cannot accept. But at the same time I accept some cases, yes. So you don't have to go. If you pray to Krishna and really sincerely, in time you'll find Krishna will give you service. Definitely. Savanam Kita is also service. You can do anything. Even Rukmini, she has got so many assistants, maid servants, but for Krishna she will do menial service. So to Krishna, whether somebody is a sannyasi, administrative, at the same time somebody is doing menial service to him, doesn't matter. What matters is he sees his love and affection for Krishna and nothing else. He accepts your love and affection, not the how much or how less. Somebody is doing, but he is very lusty. How he will know Krishna? He may not survive even. He is doing much activity, but may not also survive. Somebody is doing sweeping, menial service, at the same time still he is surviving. What does it mean? Well, surviving means he is qualified. He is pure, that is why he is surviving. He is not pure, he can survive. We are here to become pure. Krishna is purest. Brahma Bhuta Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitam Param Bhava. Krishna is supremely pure. We cannot associate, one cannot be a top man's assistant or associate unless being qualified, though it is open to everybody. So Krishna is supremely pure. You become supremely pure, you can go back to Krishna. Does it make sense? Krishna simply wants to see your service. Nobody can stop serving Krishna. Nobody can stop him. There's so many other service, they cannot stop you. Make sense? Hare Krishna. Panchapandava Draupadi has got so many harassment, others got power and everything doing. But who won? One Panchapandava. So, what does it do? And justify the means sometimes. But of course not decide future failures. Okay. Any questions? Any comment?
Loving place
to love.
One who is Krishna conscious, he is joyful. Yes. How to recognize that?
Whether you are joyful or not, you don't understand.
He is always in separation.
He is always in separation. Well, in the spiritual world, there is variety. Sometimes separation. Some man could be even in the material world, he may be illiterate person. He can find his son becoming big scholar and recognize. Sometimes in joy, tears may come. Don't it? Then it looks like he is in lamentation. Actually, he's in joy. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. Sir? He's material world. What to speak of spiritual play? Actually, devotional service belong to the spiritual world. If you are not case, they simply know it is just some rituals, doing fans, this, that. This is nothing. This is just a basic ABC, not even ABC. He is just pouring your heart to Krishna. And Krishna knows who is doing what, and accordingly he will. He thik bolchi. He mone ache, thik bolchi. Krishna ke phaki dite pare na. Nije ke phaki dite pare. He sob jaga ache, sob kichu dekche. He is seeing everything, he is everywhere, he is all pervading, he is also personal. Everything, not a blade of grass move without his sanction. Better to surrender to him, then he can adjust everything. But because we are sinful, we don't surrender. We know we should do this, we won't do it. We know we should not do this, we are forced to do. Yes or no? You are forced, you know I should not do, but you are forced to do. Why? Because of material nature. We are associating with something, mode of passion, ignorance, they are forcing you to do. Because of our past habit, we are forced to do so. You know I should not do, still you do. You are forced. That is what Arjun says. Why somebody? Because of lust burning inside. Possessive. Now you want more and more. He doesn't have faith in Krishna, but faith in his power, faith in his intelligence, faith in his own ability, not faith in Krishna. He has got no higher taste. Rasa Varjam Rasi Gosha, one who has got a higher taste, he will lose this material. So he may be doing rituals, He has not had tail. How can he give up? From time immemorial he has got one habit. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. How can he give up that thing? Is that easy? Is that easy? Anybody can tell? Easy? What your time immemorial there in 8,400,000 species, same thing. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Beauty. Something which gives me pleasure. Roop, rush, gandha, smell, sparsho, touching, shabda, all these things. I get pleasure. Used to get from time immemorial, naturally I will go, my tendency, my propensity is go towards that. Though I know I should not go, but I am forced to go. I am looking at the direction. My eyes turned, my ear going to other, not to Krishna. We are sitting in front of Radha Krishna, you can think of, but your eyes sitting with something else, mind going somewhere. Yes or no? Yes or no? So this is Krishna consciousness. We are trying to qualify. Also, this is a movement building character. How can build character? By surrendering and service. But service is not official service. When you move official service, it will go. Millions of lives will be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Tape recorder can also chant Hare Krishna. There's time. Good. Now it is 7 o'clock. Now it is 7 o'clock. I can also Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. But no heart in him. No feeling like a child. He lost his father and mother. And Krishna knows what is your mood, what you are asking. What you are asking. Dhanam, Janam, Sundarim, Kavitam, Krishna. Take. And stay here and chant Hare Krishna. Millions of life come and millions of life chant Hare Krishna. Now what do you want, Krishna now? Again come and again do the same. Next life, you come here in your house, you are attached to my house, my country. Abar asigo tire, dhan sire nodir tire. Hai bolto va manush nai, hai to va Sankochi, Vasalike. Truth, he said truth because he is a poet. He is not like other person. He can sense subtle thing, exactly thing he said. So one saintly person, sadhu said, those who are attached to, he may come back next time, same in his house. But because of his karma, may not come. Because he is in practice Krishna, he may come something else other than human being. Maybe cat, maybe crow, maybe rat, maybe Mickey Mouse, maybe a tree, maybe, if it's very lusty, maybe a dove, maybe a pigeon, maybe a dog, maybe a monkey. So be careful. Even we are in Kali Yuga, people say, Swamiji, what's wrong if I come as a dog? And he's going to the university. This is our university education. So bogus university education has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. He does not need this knowledge. You have got question. I'm simply repeating what Prabhupada said. But if you are a simple person, chant Hare Krishna, you know this is my goal. No? My dear Radhani, my dear Krishna, my dear Ram, please engage me in your service. You really pour out your heart feelingly, just you are in danger. So more you are in danger, more you are in difficulty, you feelingly pray. But you are not, you are in aram, you are in... But actually they say, aram haram hai. So one who is in aram, he cannot feelingly pray to God. Yes or no? Yes? Yes or no? You are crying, then you call Krishna feelingly. You are not crying, you are eating something which you like and joyful. Yearn that feelingly cry, yearn that feelingly. From the core of our heart, we will call out Krishna. Yes or no? Yes? You think, Nana? Sutran, yes, your question.
Sometimes it seems like when I was a few years back, when I was trying to become a devotee, yeah, I had a little bit up and down in my devotion life. Sometimes it went down.
It's natural.
Yeah, but the point is here that when I was in Maya, I was so burned that this actually helped me afterwards. I became more serious and more serious And when I came back to the devotees, they could see that my drop in Maya, which was accidentally, had purified me. How is this possible? It's possible.
Yes, right. Sometimes Krishna put different person different way and bring him to Krishna consciousness. So he must have passed like piety, so Krishna is teaching him. Teaching that when there is a Bengali saying, "Keu dekhe seke, keu theke seke." Somebody learned from having bitter experiences, and somebody learned by from experience from others. He's seeing that better I don't go through all these things, getting kicked from Maya and come to my senses. But some blunt, very much blunt, he required kick of Maya. And he's the miserable stage, they all Krishna. Then Krishna brings him. So he reflects, he says, no. He is saying in Bengali, Nara Beltala Akbari Jai. Because he has got experience. When he go under a tree, he says, got bell tree, which is like very heavy. And he might have got hurt. He will never go under a bell tree. You get bitter experience. You won't go. But this is so bad that you've got time immemorial. We are getting kicked. Still, we don't come to our senses. Again.
That is the problem.
You're right. But you're always on the material. Sumaya dosa. You are not cow dung. It's not blood. Sumaya dosa. Brahvi. Often chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Ending, the perfection ending in Prasad Seva. Shall we have Prasad Seva? Yes?
Yes.
Bhaktam Pishpam. But Krishna, you know, Laddum. May not be eaten, sweet rice. There, things are coming. So let us stick to Prabhupada and follow. And then see, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, let the past be buried in the graveyard. Let the future be sleeping. Live in the present moment. Become Krishna Masandibhon. You see the future great and bright. Does it make sense? First come, first serve. Then enjoy. Because I don't stay in that. But still, I have the elements. It's fine. But when Gauti.
Siddhi Bhavati Tatamasi.
Brahma Bhoche, Jadrishi Jadrishi Bhavana, Ba Siddhi. Shraddha, Siddhi Bhavati Tadrishi. Very meaningful.
Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Yeah, Brahmacharya.